So we will engage a heart practice around peace, letting go into peace, I'm calling it. And so a little quote again from Ajahn Chah, and it's translated differently, and I'm going to use this translation for today. If you let go a little, you will have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of peace. If you let go completely, you will have complete peace. So, wonderful instruction. And sometimes that's translated as happiness. Peace and happiness. How are they very related? Are we not most happy when we're most peaceful? Are we not peaceful when we're happy? All right, so let's take our postures again, as we have been throughout the day. Feeling those touch points, our resolve to be here with a friendly, open awareness, bringing our mindfulness before us, setting it before us. Embodying it with our deliberate, noble postures. Feeling the breathing, allowing for a few nice full breaths. And we might care to as well have a little bit of a smile as we practice. That turning up of the corners of the eyes and the lips is another way to embody our resolve to be receptive and friendly. Breathing in, I make my mind, heart calm and peaceful. Breathing in, I breathe in a calm and peaceful heart mind. Calm and peaceful. Breathing out, I make my body calm and peaceful. Breathing in, calm and peaceful heart mind. Breathing out, calm and peaceful body. Calm, calming. Calm, calming. Calm, calming. Taking a few moments to practice with the breath and perhaps some of those phrases. Breathing in calm and peaceful heart mind. Breathing out calm and peaceful body. Calm, calming. Calm and peaceful heart mind, calm and peaceful body. And so we'll begin to move into our phrases for letting go into peace. Important reminder here to remember that everything's impermanent. All things, people, places, situations, thoughts, emotions, bodies, animals, plants, entire civilizations arise and pass away. Remembering too that everything is conditioned, everything is affected by everything else. No one, no thing stands alone. Time and nature roll on out of our control, but we do have agency. How will we meet the changing nature of our lives? Our intentions matter. We can intentionally open to the changing nature of life and let go into peace. And so now, bring to mind a situation where you may be holding on to some expectations. Maybe it's around the pandemic. Maybe something else. But there's a holding on to hope or expectations, and there's a sense it's no longer serving me. And there's a willingness to at least intend to let be or let go. And offering some simple phrases around this. May I let be, let go into peace. May I let be. May I let this be, may I let this go into peace. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with this situation just as it is. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with this situation just as it is. And practicing for a minute or so with those phrases or ones if you're choosing. All the while staying firmly grounded in body, in breathing. And then pausing with that and just noticing how it is for you. It may feel impossible, that's okay. Practicing intention. It's not a goal. It's more a sense of direction, attitude. Letting ourselves be just as we are, letting that be. Being peaceful with that. And so let's come a little closer to ourselves. Perhaps there's some kind of view about ourselves, some kind of attitude, judgment we have about ourselves that we know is not helpful, it's not serving us, it certainly isn't giving rise to peace. And we have some sense, there's a bit of readiness to at least begin to entertain letting this be, letting this go. May I let be, let go into peace. May I let this be, may I let go into peace. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with myself, just as I am. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with myself, just as I am. So taking a minute or so, practicing the phrases focused on yourself, being grounded in body and breathing all the while. And then begin to finish up the phrases for yourself and notice how it sits with you. And now let's allow ourselves, if we feel able and willing to go on, to hold in mind a dear one or a benefactor. Someone for whom we're holding on to some opinion, some view, some judgment, some hope that they behave in a particular way, do certain things. And we have some sense that this is no longer serving us nor them. May indeed be creating difficulty in the relationship. In fact, we may have identified this dear one or this benefactor as now a difficult one in our lives as a result. Don't take on anything that feels too big, too much. Something that feels approachable. And so practicing holding this being in mind. May I let be, may I let go into peace. May I let this being be as they are. May I let go, let be into peace. May I let go into peace. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with this being, just as they are. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with this being, just as they are. May I let them be just as they are, as a path of peace. And so focus on that for a minute or so. And then finishing up that, noticing how it sits with you in body, mind, and heart. And lastly, let's go to all beings, but I think given the pandemic, let's go with humanity as our stand-in for all beings. We may have very strong opinions and views about humanity, the state of humanity. We may have very strong views about how we wish the whole world would behave, especially during the pandemic. We may even be right, possibly. That said, the holding on to the opinions and views may be hurting us, hurting others, and creating war, not peace, at least within our own heart minds. So, a sense of humanity and something that you've been holding on to, some judgment. Maybe I could let this one be. May I let be, let go into peace. May I let be, let go into peace. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with all of humanity just as it is. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful with all of humanity just as it is. Taking the silence for this. And then pausing with that and noticing how it rests with you. Can we let our experiences with this practice, can we let them be as an act of peace? Knowing they are changing, evolving. And noticing any benefits for yourself, benefits that may trickle over to others. May all beings let go into peace. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings live in peace and harmony. May all beings be free.